covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right. You know, apparently my next guest has been listening to the program for the last few years because a term I use here a lot is suck it up, Buttercup. This is not a safe space. This is a place where we talk about real ideas and have real conversations. And if that's too much for you and you need a safe space to go cry, go do that. But you can't do that on my time because we have too much work to do. Iowa State Representative Bobby Kaufman here with me. Sir, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, tell me about this. I mean, you apparently, like a lot of us, you know, see these get-togethers, these cry-ins after Donald Trump won the election or for a whole host of other things where kids have to have their safe spaces where they go play with Play-Doh and they don't have to hear trigger words. I thought colleges and universities were places of higher learning where the free exchange of ideas was paramount. But apparently I went to college in a different day and age. And you think it's time to do something about it. Tell me about it.
Well, I do. And, you know, this whole notion of cry rooms and letting kids escape reality, I don't think it's preparing them for life. When your car breaks down, when you get a tax return that's less than you think it is, when your kids are sick, you don't get to go to a safe zone or a cry zone. So, you know, it was really twofold in Iowa. Not only do I want to see tax dollars not going towards this type of thing, but it was in my district that these kids, these brats, let's just call it what it is, went out on Interstate 80, and they actually shut down traffic for 30 miles. And to me, it was so wildly unacceptable that I had to do something about it.
So the bill, if I'm not mistaken, and it's called the Suck It Up Buttercup Bill. I love that, by the way. The bill intended to prevent public colleges and universities in the state of Iowa from using taxpayer money to fund protest events, safe spaces, cry zones, and probably some other things. Now, how do you think it's going to do, and how do you enforce such a thing?
Well, first and foremost, the role that I have as chair of the Oversight Committee is allowing me to do this because I'm able to ask the universities for the kind of dollars they're using for these types of things. And we're right in the middle of that right now, is we're in the middle of that investigation. And you're right, I don't believe that if you've got tax dollars, if you've got extra dollars that are able to fund these types of things, it should be going towards things like lowering tuition. And to be perfectly honest, I wouldn't want tax dollars being used to advance either political agenda. Like you said, college is supposed to be the exchange of ideas so that people can decide for their own. But the second part of the bill would impose harsh penalties on students for protesting on a federal highway. I find it to be incredibly ironic that liberals are asking for the heads of Chris Christie's aides for shutting down a federal highway. But my goodness, if it's for an idea that they like, then they should be able to do whatever they want.
No, there's no question that, you know, you have the right to freely assemble, but there are some, you know, guidelines on that. You have to get a permit. If you're going to be in front of City Hall and your gathering can be of a certain size, you need a permit. And blocking an interstate highway, I don't think you're going to get a permit for that. And the other thing that bothers me about this is that in so many places, while people that are trying to get to work or get to the hospital, in one case, I heard recently of a person who died of a heart attack because the ambulance was stuck in a protest and couldn't get to the hospital for needed medical care. You know, there's got to be something done about it, but I see these police departments in so many places do absolutely nothing. They let it go on. And how is that?
You're exactly right. Here in Iowa, if you're quote-unquote peacefully shutting down an interstate, by that I mean you're blocking it, but you're not rioting or throwing rocks against cars, it's tantamount to jaywalking. And so the police don't have a lot of options because they're not going to arrest 250 people and take them to jail on jaywalking charges. So they've been asking for harsher penalties. And you're right. I'm all for protesting and dissent and the First Amendment, but you don't have a constitutional right to impede on the constitutional rights of others. And you can't shut down an interstate because, like you said, what if someone's in an ambulance and they die because they can't get to the hospital because of these protests?
Well, you've got that. You know, but just how far? Where did you go to school?
But first, I went to a community college, then to the University of Iowa.
There you go. So you're a Hawkeye. I mean, because yes, I look at things like, you know, the University of Michigan is supposed to be a place of higher learning, and, you know, we broadcast in that market, and we appreciate the support we get there. But they had a a Trump trauma Play-Doh event, for God's sake. And they tried to scrub it from their website, but there it was. You know, and they had these other, you know, events. At the University of Michigan, a world-renowned university, as many are, including the University of Iowa and others, have these, you know, these get these cry-ins or whatever. You know, I got an idea. Here's your participation ribbon. You lost. Go home. I mean, maybe that's the day and age we live in here, sir, because, you know, everybody gets their participation ribbon. Nobody knows what it's like to lose. Well, in the real world, people lose. In the real world, attention, Michigan. In the real world, referees make bad calls and Ohio State wins. Did you go to a cry room after that? I mean, seriously.
Well, you're exactly right. I'm hearing reports across the country of exams being canceled, of classes being postponed. And how fair is that to the student that did their due diligence, studied for their exam, planned their work schedule around that exam, and they have to be now pushed aside because somebody couldn't handle it? You're exactly right about the participation culture. It's the generation that was raised where you don't keep track of the soccer scores, you don't have winners and losers, and you get a ribbon just for participating.
Yeah, Bobby Kaufman with me, a state rep in the state of Iowa, putting forth a suck-it-up buttercup bill there to say, listen, stop using taxpayer money for safe spaces, cry zones, Play-Doh events, or any other such silliness, because it's a waste of time, money, and don't allow protesters, whether they call themselves peaceful or not, to shut down, you know, entire interstates and distract from the work of other people that have things to do. Have your protest where you want, but, you know, file for the permit like people do, have done forever. Do you think the bill's gonna make it? You got 30 seconds for the last word here. Do you think the bill will make it? What do you think?
I've been getting emails across the country and across my state. I believe this bill has a very good chance, not only in Iowa, but across the country. Anyone that wants to get involved, we did purchase the website, www.suckitupbuttercup.mobi, M-O-B-I, and we're trying to make this a nationwide movement. And so far, the support has been overwhelming.
Bobby Kaufman, Godspeed to you, my friend. I hope it works, and I'm going to go look at that. We'll put that website up on our Facebook page. You have a great day.
Thank you for having me.
There you have it. Suck it up, Buttercup. This is no safe space. Still to come today, Senator Scott Brown and a whole lot more right here on the Steve Gruber Show.